to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, Steve, my favorite host with the most, and we're odds fading humans.
Yes, sir.
And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yanda Woods on your screen, and welcome to Spreading Humors.
Hey.
Hey, yo. What up? It's your boys, Louise, Lama, Zinze, Lama, Chinchi, Lama, Lama, Dindu, we're doing it.
And shit. So, guys, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind, Yanda?
Guys, I lost my what's on your mind. Come on, say a joke.
You lost your mind.
Say a joke. I'm so glad you see me with a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm like, how do you lose what's on your mind?
Thanks for the joke. So, what's on...
what's the one who made the joke now.
What's on my mind is the increase of STI infections in Brom. How did you know it was Brom?
Everyone
knows it's Brom.
Everyone knows this.
Even the Brom people. So the Gauteng Department of Health urges people to get tested, use protection, and consider getting on PrEP. So recently, Bromfontein and many other cities in Gauteng have experienced a rise in STI infections. So us from Spreading Humors are saying, have protective sex. Is it protective?
Protected.
Protected. Whatever the word is, just use protection. Because we don't need any more STI infections. Let's decrease the levels. Thank you.
But when you say we don't need more STI infections.
No. I know where you're going. We just don't want the youth to be sick. We are a youth-based platform and we don't need any more of our age mates getting sick.
Yeah.
Arnyaki chlamydia and all
gonorrhea.
Kiona. We don't want those things, so let's all stay safe.
What do you think causes this? Have a problem we solve our ekozaki.
That's true.
You understand? Yeah. And you know, adding on your point, it's not what's on my mind.
Mm.
But South Africa has realized a decrease in pregnancies. Teenage pregnancies. I don't know if it's teenage pregnancies or pregnancies. Which one is it?
Overall pregnancies.
Yeah. Yes.
Why? Look at the economy.
So it doesn't make sense. Look at the thing. So it's your point and my point. STIs are going up. Pregnancies are going down.
It's not messing.
STI are unprotected.
Yeah.
And drop of babies means protected.
Not necessarily protected. Prevention.
So are taking this test of prevention or Jonadika?
What are those stats?
Here's the thing. Because now this equation doesn't agree. STI means un, and this one means pro, but
contraceptives, injections, blah blah blah.
Stats you read in yaka.
So what are you saying, that the guys are the ones that are sick and spreading all these things?
What are you saying? I didn't say that. Because I am saying the stats don't coordinate with each other.
Your English these days?
Yeah, man. Something light. So all I'm saying is that, like, I don't know, man. When I saw those stats, I was scared.
The pregnancy ones or the STI ones?
The pregnancy ones, I was not scared.
Oh,
JJ ST, what one? STI.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. Because now...
Because now what?
I don't stay far from Brahm also.
Hey.
That's why, like, hey man, I can...
Say what you want to say. It's a safe space.
Umthole stones.
Zook.
Zook.
Zook is not Brom.
But there's people from Brom that go there.
Fair. But I've never met them. But...
How do you know?
Who are you meeting?
I don't meet anyone at Groove. I go alone with my friends. So I prefer I prefer my boys. And yeah. But I don't know. What do you think would be the solution to, like, take down these things.
It's a, guys, protect.
Eggs.
Wear condoms.
Ne? And this thing, yeah, my
and test for these
young
things, guys. Test for them and see what if now you get treated or something. But otherwise, guys, use protection.
Let's all treat.
Can't trust anyone.
Did you guys get tested this day?
Mm. For what? There's so everything. Many things to test for.
I got tested for HIV.
Sorry. I got tested for
I told everything. You guys, though.
No, you didn't.
That was the first time. I told you. It was my first time, like, going to test for HIV. In my life.
This is news to me.
Dude, like episode 20-something.
No.
I told you guys this.
Dude.
What the fuck? You guys don't actually listen to me, eh?
We listen.
We listen.
That
like,
was
I
like
remember.
10 episodes ago. So that was what, 10
you remember?
Weeks ago?
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that it's good to test. Even though it's not easy.
I haven't tested for anything because I haven't been doing anything and haven't done anything.
But testing doesn't mean you have been doing anything.
Oh, true.
For example, Nasal Legal Vision since 2010.
Okay.
Yeah,
what? So before 2010, you went to virgin?
Like since 2010, because I engage in like any intercourses.
Intercourses.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that like it's very valid that people will test, and it doesn't matter if you're active or not. You know, because sometimes STIs are the even dirty toilets like have a contribution.
Do they? Because an STI is a sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah, I agree.
Now we're gonna get into shit again.
Okay, dude, please check. Is there a mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you conduct STI through a dirty toilet?
But STI is a sexually transmitted Without.
Yeah, let's search and see.
You can. Ladies, ne?
Like,
happy.
Good, ma'am. Very bizarre.
Contract.
What is that word?
Which one?
Where your vagina gets itchy.
Yeast infection. Yeah.
Yeast infection.
You can get yeast infection.
Got dirty toilets.
That's true. Yes. Okay, you might.
Why am I saying yes like that?
Oh, maybe not. It's okay. We won't judge you. These things happen.
You can't.
Okay,
yeah, but it does say sexually.
Exactly, that's been my chat. They're going to say we're stupid toilets. Again.
That's what I'm saying. Pause.
These kids are stupid.
But yeah, yeast infection, kid toilet.
It says here, ne, the chances of an STD spreading on a toilet are so low that it is practically impossible.
So
basically, it has to be sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
But what Sima was talking about is a yeast infection, which you can get from
dirty toilets.
You can get it from a dirty toilet. You can get it from using the wrong soap. You can get it from eating the wrong food. You can get it from various things, but it's not a sexually transmitted disease. However, it can be transmitted sexually. So if you engage with sex with a guy that had sex with a girl that has a yeast infection, you can also get a yeast infection.
Okay.
It's not Bram only. I feel like it's the whole country. I don't even want to say the whole of Gauteng.
The whole country, name.
We just said unprotected.
No, but like, no, unprotected, we all know. I'm saying like, what's the cause of unprotected? Like, what makes people to be like, I'm going to like, raw?
Why the hell?
I get it. People, when they're done partying, they go to their houses and then, like, I mean, I'm not a condom. Then the girl is like, it's fine, just do it. Then,
how do you know?
She's speaking from experience.
What? No, guys, that's madness.
So when I wasn't then?
I can't make it come up. Ah, come on, really? We see it even from like our friends, like that we chill with. Come on, really?
What's Zile's way?
Anyways.
Ways any.
Out of my mind is what's been happening in the YouTube industry.
Oh, hey,
there's a lot that has been happening.
Mm.
When I say YouTube eat nasty, I'm not talking about podcasts and chill. I'm not talking about panel. I'm not talking about popcorn and cheese. I'm talking about, yeah, the things that are happening inside. And now I chose not to, like, tap in, but I saw you guys engage, you know?
Engage what? I wasn't engaged.
You,
that?
Sima, please.
Excuse me, what?
I saw you comment, Bana.
You're commenting, yes, but engaging, like, I'm one of those who are talking about it?
Okay. Not like that. Okay. Engaging in a sense of, like, I would see you laugh in the thing. And now I'm not tapped in. Now I remember when everything came out, I was like, you know what? Whatever happens in this, I don't want any part. But I can see every time on TikTok, when you roll, you see an explaining video. Also, and I was at the house because they were talking about the King Omar Betty's house. So I want you to give me a full breakdown of what's actually happening in that whole...
That's what's on your mind.
Yeah.
So basically, what's happening, what happened right when we were at the house... A few people left, like a lot of people left actually. And some were sleeping, others were, you know, yeah. So downstairs, I was with Icy and two other guys. I'm just not sure who they are, but we're smoking Habli in the Habli area, right? We're smoking Habli, fine. Icy is drinking, he gets sloshed, fine, he blacks out. And then now we're trying to, you know, sibupamans, like drink water, you know, we're trying to wake him up, fine. Upstairs, there's some rau-rau happening, right? So apparently, I think everyone knows the story by now, but apparently Thando was sleeping.
Thando was also in the house.
Yes. So Thando, she was sleeping in the same bed as Elizabeth, right? Elizabeth Robinson, I think. That one. The YouTuber, Han. So she was there and... They were all sleeping in one bed. And then Stugutugu, now the bed is moving, right? In a very abnormal way. And now Elizabeth, like she thinks like she's getting jumped because first they were fighting. Before everyone left, Elizabeth and some girls, they were fighting. But I didn't really tap into that because I didn't really care. So she's like, okay, whatever. Fine. She goes to bed and then Thando sleeps. And she, mind you, Thando is wearing her dress, right? Elizabeth's dress. Fine. That happens. And then now the bed is moving. And then Magachiga saw, like what the fuck is going on? Because she thought she was getting jumped. Like people are coming to get her.
Like steal, you know? or beat her.
Yeah, like coming to, you know, get her. Kanti Magachiga ubonutand.
Yeah.
And petin. Umfana, what you a toilet. Ran to the toilet. Right? Fine. He locks the door, obviously, okay, fine, sharp. Now, this Elizabeth Han is literally going off at her, like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Are you stupid? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, why would you do this in my dress? No, I feel so disrespectful. Like, dude, you see me sleeping here, and then you want to baps next to me? Like, are you crazy? Like, are you normal? You know? Fine. And then now, Elizabeth, she's like, yes, Mufinaman's a ham. She gets out of the room. Which gets out of the room, there's Zenith and Bruce. Zenith. Zenith. There's Zenith. So she goes outside and then she finds Zenith and Bruce by the passage. So, right? Fine. They're asking her, dude, what's wrong? Because she's angry now. She's pissed off. She's like, what's wrong? Are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. So she tells them, Utio, guys, Thando was smashing someone in that room and it's a guy with a white skipper and gold dreadlocks. Who is that? Who else is that, guys? Gold dreadlocks, that is Arjun, you know. So, fine. They go in. Like, Zenith goes in the room. She's having Thando. And then...
Zenith is a guy?
Zenith is a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, she's having time. What the fuck? Are you crazy? Blah, 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 blah. Why would you do that? Now she's banging on the door, like the toilet door. Who's in here? And yes, he's still in the toilet. And mind you, they're upstairs, ne? And he can jump out of the window and, you know, try my Z's. He's upstairs.
He should have gotten out when Elizabeth went downstairs.
When everything is happening, where are you?
Yeah?
Where are you?
Me, I'm downstairs. Me, I'm trying to give icy water. I'm trying to give... I don't know what's going on inside. I heard from Elizabeth what's happening. Fine. But we can hear him and there's commotion. But I'm outside by the balcony area because we were trying to help Icy wake up. Yeah. Fine. We're hearing this commotion. Fine. And then he opens the door. He comes out. I was peeing. What? Feed. He buys. Fine. They leave it. They let it die. Fine. Tando. While we were downstairs, who came downstairs? Arjun came downstairs, right? Because him and Tando disappeared. So we didn't know where they were, but we knew that Tando is in the house. We knew that Arjun's in the house. But Sia left way before, right? But they disappeared together. Where? We don't know. Kanti, they're going to Peps, right?
Where?
Fine. At the bed, got Elizabeth.
The same bed. Our guys, Kuzegan.
Sharp. That happens, and then we see Arjun. He comes to us. I'm like, dog, come help me with your friend, bruh. Like, your friend, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm just talking to him, like, normally. Like, dude, what the fuck? You know? Bet. I'm like, go get him water. Get some water. Fine, fine. Sharp, sharp. So, yeah, that's what's happening. Now, I don't know. The next day, Tando was like, to Elizabeth, she texted her. She's like, dude, please don't tell anyone about what happened last night, blah, blah, blah. And then Elizabeth was just like, guys, what do I say? Because she was with us. Like, what do I say? I was just like, just say, okay. Then she says, okay. Fine. Stugutugu, Sia finds out. But she's very, I don't want to say delusional about it, but she's just like, nope, not my man. So fine. That happens. Now, Ghost decides who he's going to make a video about this whole situation.
Oh, Ghost Ruby.
Right? He decides he's going to make a whole video about this whole situation. And then, boom, that's how it came out. Now, Tando, she keeps, like, denying, saying, no, like, I didn't do it.
How old is Arjun?
Arjun is our age.
22?
Yes.
And then Tando?
Tando's 16. So she's a minor, dude.
Kuzega.
He fucked a minor.
Kuzega.
But it's okay.
It's okay. No, sorry.
No, like, I was saying, guys, I'm carrying on with my story. Like, okay, it's okay. I'm moving on. Not to say it's okay. No, it's not okay to babs a minor, please.
Kuzegan.
Sharp. That's what happens. Now, Tando is like, no, I didn't do it. Yabon? Fine. So, I don't know if they stopped the video, but Ghost was like, dude, just tell the truth. Like, you know,
So now
he's recording her. I think he was recording her without her knowledge because there is a voice recording of like the thing that when they were talking, right? He posted on his story. That's the voice recording where she's admitting, Guti, yes, we did, blah, 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 blah. Right? Fine. On the video, and then she's like, then sharp. No, listen, let's say we are talking, Zile, and you don't want to tell the truth, And then I stopped the video. I'm like, I don't just tell the truth. Now I'm recording you like this. I'm like, I don't just tell the truth.
Yeah.
So that maybe that's how it happened. Because I don't know how we got that voice recording of her admitting the truth.
What did she say?
No, she was just saying, Uguti, I was asking Arjun, like, why would you want to cheat on Sia? She's so pretty. She's so perfect. Like, she has everything that a guy would want. Like, why are you cheating on her? And then he's like, Arjun was like, no, I believe that Sia has a little secret. So I also want a little secret.
What?
And then, secret game.
Okay, I just want to know.
They are busy with, maybe on the sides, I guess.
What is Bruce saying? What is Arjun saying in all this?
Arjun, we are piga yonke lento. Arjun, wapiga. Fine. Utando, wapiga. They made a video together, right? Arjun and Tando made a video together. Wapiga. Ghost, what's it? Shrap.
Proof.
Now, everyone went wild. Like, the whole of the internet, was like, what? Like, what is this?
Not me.
Yeah. But it was so shocking because it was like, dude, and we knew, the people in the house, we knew. You understand? And mind you, it dropped before, it dropped after. Sia had protected her man like that. Because she also made a video. She's like, why are you trying to break my relationship? Blah, 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 blah. It's giving, if I can't have you, no one can. But she's talking about Ghost now. And she's just having Ghost and having him and saying things about the mom.
What did she say about the mom?
Oh, she was just like, when I, um, you you're going to buy Tando an M4, but you can't even buy your mom a Toyota Corolla, blah, 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 blah. You know, stuff like that. That's when Ghost went mad. And he posted the screenshot and he's like, fuck this. I'm done with this. Then he makes a video, right? He goes off, he goes off, he goes off. And yeah, that's the whole situation, guys. Like, oh, and by the way, he also made a move on Zenith the same day. Made a move on 5 girls.
Who are Jean? Yeah, one of these boys.
And then he pinned it on his friend. He pinned it on thingy, the Tando thing. He tried to pin it on Icy. But I am the witness there. Icy was with me. And he was drunk. He was popped the whole time. He was with me. So, and I spoke to Sia, actually, by the way. I spoke to her and I was like, dude, I'm actually so sorry that I didn't let you know about all of this. We all knew in the house what was happening.
Yeah.
But we didn't say anything because it's going to be like Sinomona and whatever, you know. And then, especially coming from me, it's going to be like weird. Like, you know, it's going to be like, oh, my sister. Shut the fuck up. Like, you don't know anything.
I've never been so glad to not be part of something. Because like, I went to the house. Right? Every time I went to the house, I just left. Like, I came and what am I doing here? You're shooting this. Dude, I'll go to... I have made sure or I am not involved in...
Because
I knew something like this is going to happen. And now, you know what I don't like is that there's a lot of stories that are coming out and people are bashing each other. And it's like... That's why on my personal things, I've never addressed this. And I told my people, I'm like, guys, if you think I'm going to say something about this, don't involve me. I saw, the thing is, there's no way. I saw, or mama is saying mama. There are even like tags and I'm like, I don't want to involve myself.
That's why I've been so, like, I didn't really say anything on social media about this nonsense because I was just like, I haven't posted anything. I haven't, like... Yeah, right. All I ever do, because people were having me like saying, oh, why would you let Ghost sabotage someone's relationship like that? Blah, 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 blah. Can you not see that he's still obsessed with his ex? Blah, 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 blah. And this now I'm being dragged and I'm being bashed. And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, where do I enter? Like, where do I enter? Ghost is doing his own thing. He's doing his job. Leave me out of it. Like, Ghost doesn't come to me and say, oh, Sima, today, my topic is going to be, I'm going to be shooting what? Who goes out and he shoots his own things, but he does tell me, I'm shooting with this person, Ferry. Shut up, do your thing. And I move on with my life. So why am I being dragged into this? Like, I didn't know that he was going to shoot this thing with Tando. I didn't, like, where do I enter? Like, I don't even want to enter myself in this thing. Like, I'm literally just like, guys, talk about your thing, address your thing. And I feel like now it's becoming weird. It's becoming like everyone is hopping on the cloud chain now.
Yeah, that's what you know, because
they wanna talk about the situation and get views. They wanna, guys, just shut the fuck up. Let this thing go and just move on, man. Like, yes, we're sorry, Sia, that no one told you, but now it's out there. Everyone knows now. And if you decide to go back to Arjun, kudos to you. If you don't, good luck with the next. Like, have fun, man. Just.
So what's the situation now? Are they still together?
I don't know. Arjun even deactivated his account.
I win.
Because I'm sure people are having him.
Of course.
Deactivated. I don't know what's going on. But apparently, Usia removed all their videos or pictures or something. Yeah, together. So I don't know if they broke up or they're still together.
So what do you guys say? Do you guys think he cheated or he didn't cheat? What are you guys saying?
We know he did.
Ace.
We are aware. We all knew, but he just kept quiet.
We are aware of you.
And he also, and apparently he also fucked Babalo.
Wena umputang mara. So what are they saying? Like, he smashed her when? What happened?
I don't know when it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw a video this morning.
Yeah.
Babalo was saying, Hurim, I was sitting on Arjun's lap in the car, blah, 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 blah. And Kanti, we are going to fetch Sia. Kanti, we're going to fetch the girlfriend, right? So she's like, why are you making me sit on your lap when you know that we're going to go fetch your hand? Like, what the fuck is that? And then I don't know if they babsed or what happened, but she did say she babsed on her live. She said they babsed. So, yeah. I don't know. He babsed
a lot of people.
He's done a lot. Arjun has done a lot.
Such as?
Cheating. Oh. Cheating. Like, we're all aware. I thought we all knew.
That he's a cheater.
We all knew. Yeah.
Shame, I didn't know.
You took out on what's on my mind and you even made your mind. What's on yours? You know what? I don't have guys.
But this was on my mind, actually. Like, you beat me to it. But yeah,
you know what? Thank you so much for sharing what's on my mind together.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
Wasn't it that lady, that child who got kidnapped? You were saying someone got kidnapped.
Oh, no. That child is missing, bro. Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right? I hope I'm saying it right, guys. Jocelyn.
Patung Ajin.
Smith. Hey, Ajin.
These boys with blonde dreads. Stay far away from them.
What the fuck? Hey, man.
So there's this little girl who went missing. I think she's 6 years old.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 6 years old. And they're saying here, Uguti. Sorry, guys.
The tongue out has me. Imagine being kidnapped at like the age of 6.
They say 15 days after Jocelyn Smith went missing, police have arrested a suspect who is believed to have sold the 6-year-old for around 20,000.
Huh?
Like, and not to say, ukuthi, like, you.
But that's someone's life.
That's someone's life. 20,000. Yeah. Like, 20,000, bro. Are you fucking for your only kid? I believe this is the only kid. What's that? Oh, lights are back on.
Is back.
So that's what's happening,
so
guys.
That must be so traumatic. And to be, like, now kidnapped, because that ish stays with you for life.
Now the question is this kid even still alive? Like, is this kid alive? Are they fine? What? Along? Because apparently, right, the mom. That's what the mom says. The mom came to the house, right? And she asked her boyfriend, Uguti, how? And then the father's like, stepfather, basically. Yeah. Was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where she is. You understand? So now the real dad is saying, fuck that. I don't believe this.
Yeah.
I believe these people sold this kid. Like, there's something wrong. They did something to my child. Like, I want my child. Like, he's been crying. Like, he's like, dude, I want my kid. Like, what did you guys do to my kid? So I believe that the suspect is the mom.
The suspect that they arrested.
Yeah, I believe it's the mom, if I'm not mistaken, or the stepdad. But yeah, 20,000, guys. 20,000.
Let's hope they find her ASAP.
Yeah, so Baba Kona uyakhala uthi ufuna ingane yakhe, and he believes that these ones are involved. They know something. The mom and
the stepdad.
The stepdad.
I think Noah should put a picture of her here. Yeah. So that people know who she is. If you've seen her around, call the police so that we can find her ASAP. Noah, please, hey. Unewa unestyla
nyana. Bro, no. Ah, this one is important.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The pizza's one is even subtitles. Who does subtitles, Oaks?
You can't discuss that. Are you mad?
No, I want to know who does the subtitles. There's people who do subtitles. Grab more Black Studio. Yeah, can those people be hired every day? Like, Maska, there's some videos that we don't have subtitles. And people blame me because now I get out of seeing sometimes Kibela Last Bed. I'm wishing I know Kibela Last Bed. Because all of the subtitles do what you want.
Alrighty, anyway, guys, we have an amazing guest today. He goes by the name of EQ. And he has an amazing song right now that is number one on all streaming platforms. Give it up for EQ.
I'm not.
Why are you treating me like that? I wanna. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Because I'm saying thank you for coming.
You're
like,
show dinsang. The Mac House.
Is this all on camera?
Yes.
We are rolling.
Guys,
we are rolling.
Are you prepared?
Like, we seem so.
No, we are rolling. This is our first time doing this. That's why. Yeah. It's the first time for everything. That one. Yeah. His song is the first one to remove Limitandazo on the chart.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, number one.
Oh, number one. Oh, wow.
How does that make you feel, your song being number one on most streaming platforms in South Africa?
I don't know, Todd. To be honest, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been on songs that have been on number one. Mm. So, like, but this one is different. Like, yo, okay.
Yeah.
And what really makes this one so different?
Because it's just me and my boys. There's no big artist. There's no...
There's no headliner. There's no number.
There's no the boys and...
You know? Oh, no, I get that.
Nice, nice. Which one was your first, like, big hit?
Zotata with Justin and PC.
Okay.
Well, you were there.
I'm there.
Which part is yours?
I did the verse.
Then how does the verse go?
3-5, I co-star, sis, forget.
Oh, shit, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we did Yaya Pia with Wafla.
Which part is yours?
Got my last. That verse.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I'm on
Kekele's
Old
Folker. Okay, that's the first time I saw you.
Yeah,
when you're at the Gucheche thing.
I'm also on even that song, Dog, Uchonu Babak. I don't know.
Uchonu Babak. Okay.
When are you just releasing that?
It was, the thing is, the boys took time to release it. So that's why I didn't really. I think they took like 4 months to release the song. And it trended, I think, around Jan last year. And then I think they released around April, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that just messed up the whole thing. When am I Dali by Folkham?
Damn, you're a big deal.
So you are basically like a vocalist or a rapper?
Vocalist, rapper, everything.
Everything.
So I used to do hip hop. Like, I did hip hop for the longest time. I started with hip hop like 2012.
Casper, you know, Casper once said this about I'm a piano artist. And people called him, like, people was like, hey, no. Casper said, you can hear from the names. You can hear from the way you can see by the way they dress.
That's
and you can, the way they roll. Or most of Amapiano vocalists or rappers are like used to be hip hop roots. But yeah.
I hear that.
I
almost said something so unhinged.
Cancel me. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Jada Weta was dancing to your song. Did you see that?
Yeah,
so what was your reaction? Jada Weta.
Is Jada the little baby's what?
Baby mama, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
What was your reaction?
Guys, me, I don't know how to feel. Like, me to me is like...
Even with Habibi, they traveling the song.
Exactly, the whole world.
Yeah, when I saw David, I was like, this thing is gone, boys.
For real.
You remember the guy we were speaking about in the previous episode, that Omalay guy?
Yeah.
The promo that he did on the...
The
promo that he did, ne? The Tolawam was playing the promo like for like a split 0.3 seconds. Like you can hear it. No. So it's inside, like it's everywhere. Tolawam FM American. No, I'm telling you, like that song is so huge. Wait down. Like it's so crazy, man. One of the songs, the last time we saw something like that was Monique.
Yeah.
What?
This is a song. The question I'm asking. Can you question like
Twala.
So I could dance like this. So but why you married? Come Twala.
Explanation. Okay. Twala. Marasu Twala.
King.
Twala.
How did the lyrics come about?
Biala.
How did it?
So the lyrics came about. So let me tell you what happened with the song, right? So this song was recorded last year.
Yeah.
On a different beat by Snane. And then Yupi came through, took the vocals, and he put them on another beat. Like those vocals. And then, because it was like a whole different song, not even part of. So he took the lyrics and not the lyrics, the vocals, put them on another beat, which was this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just rocked. Then he put that thing on TikTok. I think, when did he post it, bro? I think Jen.
Jen.
I think the 17th of Jen, from it writes there on TikTok.
Yeah.
And Snake killed it, bro. Came through, we just made it arranged. Say, like, you know what? Now here, boys, we are moving.
Inside.
What do the lyrics actually say?
Wait, Joala, Bami. Ole, Lumzali. Ngal Teti, Gala. endlini bakhala ngami.
So what are the lyrics saying? What's the whole theme of the song?
It's like utshwala ungicethele imali mara kumnandi, like fun times.
So that's happened to you before?
Yeah. Oh, Zile, azanga mfite. Oh.
Ana ke regin.
What is your actual name?
Okay. Liago.
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 Okay. Where did you come about? How did that come about?
What is the name of the
Equalizer.
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 That's not equalizer even. Dog, I went from Lil Tree. You know,
Lil Tree. No.
Your name was Lil Tree.
Lil Tree.
Yeah. Then I went from Lil Trey to Equiv. I don't know, dog. You know, like I was primary, high school, early.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'll just figure it out. And then,
Along the way.
Yeah.
And also one thing I realized is that, like, Leo is the name. Honey, why did you come with Leo? So, go and have a Takani cash build?
Grow up. No,
I grew up higher.
Dog, Leo is actually Empire, I think, when I do my research properly. So yeah, I don't know.
Who's the biggest artist you've worked with?
Uncle Waffles.
Okay.
Foka.
Okay.
Yeah. Jay-Z.
Justin 99 is big too.
Yeah.
Guys, me like let me tell you guys something.
What?
You guys don't understand something. So me, PC, and Justin, right?
Can ideally, I PC's which one?
The one with the Zotata. That one that does this.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
So ideally, Black is Brown, this was their thing, right? We were supposed to be a trio.
Oh.
Like.
You, PC, and.
Yeah.
Marwana ka rojo no jota, baunchi.
Yeah, because me, I can't dance. They said, ah, brother.
Exactly.
But honestly, that's not like, what happened?
Nah, dog, I feel like the boys, before I even went to Black is Brown, like, oh. Started working with Black is Brown. The boys already had their own thing going on. They were friends, best friends, just being crazy together. Even when I got there, they were the closest guys together. Before everything.
Like before, so you're third wheeling.
So I was like, no, man, this thing, I actually felt like that. And I should told the managers, I'm like, nah, this thing is not going to work.
Mm.
If you guys are...
They're forcing you to fit in.
Yeah, because it's like I'm a third wheel of the group. Because me being there, it was going to be like, who's this guy? Why is he always
the third one?
You're always the third one.
It's so like now we know shaking less and someone tries to like
to jump on the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So the boys were doing their thing, and then we just came to an agreement. They all were like, let me do my thing. Let the boys do their thing. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that, and then everyone just, you know. But me, Vela, like me, I've never been one. Like an artist to be part of a group. I don't like being in a group because, like, I don't know. I love making my own decisions at my own time.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Listen, yeah. So one time on one of your WhatsApp statuses, allegedly you posted, imagine a record label trying to F up your life after not doing anything for you.
Yeah.
These N-words are really taking me for a boost. So what was happening in that point in your life?
Oh, man, what's
nah, I was just talking about my previous label, bro. Nothing.
Mm. What is your previous label?
Baki!
I'm not gonna name drop, bro. People that know.
You don't have to name drop, but do you mind telling us what happened?
No, I don't mind, actually.
Mm.
It's like, guys, you know, sometimes I feel like maybe us as artists too, like we get inside a label with a, I don't know, what should I call
different
it?
Different mindset.
Yeah, yeah, already. Mm-hmm. You know,
yadi tamati maronyo kuchaka layo.
One to aran. Yeah.
You feel me,
right?
So, I don't know, bro. Like, I just felt like I'm pushing myself so hard alone with no help.
Mm.
And you're inside a place whereby you are supposed to get help.
One tour, right?
Yeah.
So, it's just that. Like, I was not, like, saying... I mean, like, sometimes maybe I can say the label's bad or whatever. But maybe it's good for someone else, not for me.
That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So I feel like people, like, they're also, like, why confused? Maybe I'm saying, hey, what? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Me, I was just trying to get out the label and do my own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not much.
I was jealous so that sequence we avoid the label.
So, but tell me, né? So what was your intentions when you got inside this label? Like, what did you want to get out of it? The main thing.
Bro, I just wanted to be outside, bro, out the hood, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, when you are hungry, ne, you will do anything just to make sure that you put food on the table.
And yes. And because they see you are hungry.
Yeah. And I just want to say, man, like, it's crazy. So what do you think? Because you're that's not the only record label maybe in SA that's doing other things. We can name close to 3 or 4 in SA that have done people who, like, now are out there.
Yeah.
What do you think is wrong with SA record labels?
Bro, like, I feel like the main problem is that they sign kids and then, okay, maybe 40 go record label. And then they're just hoping, or, oh, you want to catch her. Focus so now you have to push all of you guys. Now you're there. Now you have to fight to, like, you know what
get
I'm saying?
Same
get the same attention and whatever.
Yeah, now you're like they can polo.
One to her, right? But, like, yeah, something like that. I feel like that's what's wrong with the labels, bro. Because, like, the camps are so huge, bro.
Yeah.
And there's gang, kids, you know, all that. But, like, yo, now you have to fight.
To get to the top,
yeah.
When you're supposed to be working together.
Even top.
Ish.
Live Island, I'm a piano. Love Island, upcoming.
Bafo. This thing is hard. Like, trust me, you see, even like when you're at the bottom, hey, when you're still trying to just build a name for yourself, bro, it's hard, bro. I'm like, we've been through it, dog.
What is the worst thing that you've experienced?
What?
The worst thing that you have, like,
experience. While trying to come up in the
industry. While you were still inside.
Bro.
And also, when you say camp, you mean a house full of everyone.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
That's the thing.
How's the life? How's the experience in the
camp? Because, like Tusa and Maji, there's like Maji, Tawakas and Tawara, but it's like, now you have to fight for a position in this label. Like, yo, I'm the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's just like that.
That's heavy.
So you're saying, how do we sleep and how do we eat?
Yeah, how do we...
Come on. Like, if you're a record label owner, dog, you're going to pay the water, pay the rent, pay everything, buy the groceries. Not like we're starving. No, niggas are not starving. So, but that's what I'm trying to say. Because, like, we right now, we're just trying to do it, dog, like, independently. We're not trying to have someone to answer to or whatever. Nah.
And you're doing pretty well.
But I want to know, man, because I know there's someone out there while I'm religion, someone or this person would blow up, Isha, this person is going to make me. What was your focal, like, turning point whereby you were like, you know what, Eju, why it's again? I'm going to do my thing. Because there's no way you went out when you were already, like, booming and stuff like that. You went out while things are still hard, ne?
Yeah.
So what was the thing of, like, you know what? I'm done.
I think it was last year, around this time, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, because, yeah, around this time. Yeah, I just said out. Like, I just vibed and went and did my thing. So I was friends with Zuma, right? So
Jacob
Zuma. No.
Zuma, Sholos, Malal.
Okay,
the one that was in Amaroto.
Yeah.
That's the one they're talking about.
Yeah.
So I moved from there, I went and stayed with him, you know?
Yeah.
For like a month or two. Month and a few days.
Yeah.
And I was just hustling, okay, sharp. And then I moved from there and then I went to Rap Academy. Shout out to Rap Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Zeus Omega. Shout out to Kai. Shout out to everybody at Rap Academy.
Shout out to Uncle Ruffles.
Shout out to Waffler.
Shout out to Creative Corner.
Shout out to Creative Corner.
KK Communic.
Yes, that's family right there. So I spoke to Zeus, and Zeus is like, yo, dog, I see what's going on, dog. Pull up on me, bro. Come be here. Come be around the boys. You know, you need all the good energy that you can get. You know what I'm saying? Because I see, it's like, you you're working, but yeah. But, boy, I knew Zeus when, I think 3 years back or something.
Damn.
Yeah, dog, like, thing is me, that's the thing, bro. Like, I've been making music. Like, I know all these people. Just that maybe it was just not my time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, bro, like, yo, a lot.
You made music while you were 12 years old, ne?
Oh, woman.
12? How old are you?
Kidding, like, you told me look at music 2012. What's the name of 12?
How old are you?
25. I just turned 25.
Okay.
Yeah. King, you joke.
You old.
What do you mean, dog?
Is that a problem?
Oh, no.
What? I'm crazy.
Joe. So what? You love young niggas or what?
No, I don't love young niggas.
You love old niggas?
Yeah.
Mm, so to allow me, you're never like a young folk.
Lord. I can't experience this. Oh, it's a joke. Oh,
I'm just asking. How has it been working independently without a record label?
Great.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we're here now.
I think we can see it.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
What's the difference? You don't get...
I don't have to answer to anybody.
Ah.
Even your manager?
I'm my own boss, chief.
You don't have a manager?
I have a manager.
Oh, okay.
But I'm my own boss.
Makes sense.
I'm a boss.
Okay. Number one song in South Africa.
No, but it's like that. Like, it's not like I'm my own boss.
So, but here's the thing, man. And I know every time I say this and I make things serious, it's always a joke. This time it's not. Ne? So, now I want to make a joke. That's the thing. So, you guys are three. Even on the profile picture of the song, it's the two guys.
Not the profile picture of the
profile
song.
Profile picture. What's not a profile pic? How about a profile picture? Art cover. So art cover. So on the art cover, right? On the art cover is Tito and Yupi.
Which song is this?
The same one.
Chalabana, my guy. Yeah, on the art cover is Tito and Yupi. Those are the prime. They're the producers.
Yeah.
And then on the features is me and Sne. Okay. So primary artist is Idumela Batubabai 3.
Okay.
So we can't take one and leave one of the features. So as a vocalist on side. Doing one side.
So producers one side. So you guys put two people on the same song.
On the same song, yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is what I've actually and I think I've told you this before. I'm like, you have studied like social media. You go to under every song that has Jolawami, or no, I mean not song, a TikTok video, say, yo, thanks for bumping into my song. Thanks for what. You repost. You represent the song.
Yeah.
You are basically the face of the song, even though you're not on the art cover, you know. And we all know, even though those two guys, I'm sure you guys don't even know their names.
Know them,
but you know Jolawami is his song. Yeah. And I'm not trying to spice up beef, but I'm like, how does it feel to the other guys that it's basically you who's getting all these things and Bona, they are not...
getting the same recognition?
Thank you.
Yeah,
You're welcome.
But come on, bro. You've all been through that. I told you I was on Zotata, bro. Mm. Like, so you learn. Like, you learn. I was on Zotata. Okay, Zotata only works for Justin and PC. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, no, man. This thing's working for Sihle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, as you go, even on Kekeles, I started, like, being more active on social media. Being more, like, working interaction. Reply to comments. Mm. Go on, like, videos, comment. Do what it talks. Social media is very powerful, eh? And actually, like, from judging from you guys as, like, social media people. You learned, dog. Yeah. I was never a social media person. I never used to do, like, TikToks and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I'm gangsta, I'm from the hood, I'm a thug. You know what I'm saying? It was just that.
Yeah.
That mentality. You know? No, man. But it's just that mentality. I'm not going to do these things. But, like, when you look at the business of it, it's like, yo, bro, you need to do these things so that everything aligns and everything works out for you.
Yeah.
It's really every man for himself. I don't lie.
Yo.
Yo. Music industry alone.
But I'm being honest, guys. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, no. We know.
And also what I like by what you're saying is because you didn't say no one must not go under a comment and say, thank you for bumping to my song.
No, I tell them every day. That's the thing. I tell the boys every day. I'm like, yo, niggas, go live, whatever. Post. Say, yo, producer for Antwara. They do that, Antwara.
I have the biggest song in
the car. Yeah, they do that, Antwara.
Yeah.
Sorry, they do that. Mm. And that works out for them as producers and DJs. Antwara.
I won't lie to you, ne? So here's the thing. When I did the challenge for Antwara, I clicked on the sound. Mm. It didn't have anything
to
with your
with
name.
Yeah.
So when it came out and I saw or people were saying it's EQ song, I'm like, oh, shit. EQ on the song. Because when I checked other comments and when I checked all your profile, it was associated with you. But I see there's two guys. I'm like, maybe I used the wrong one.
No.
But it's because of how you sold it.
Yeah. It's how you sell a brand. It goes back to like how you sell something, dog.
Yeah.
Like when you're selling something, if you're going to sell Zile Cap stock, you know every comment you're going to have, like whatever. Everything you post needs to have that Zile Cap's out now. Something. Zile Cap. You know what I'm saying? For example. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's a very important thing because I always told artists, I don't know, upcoming or whatever, that doesn't matter. If you're an artist and you don't have the power to sell a poster, you have a problem. Doesn't matter how many hits you have. Doesn't matter how many bangers you have. If you can't sell a poster, yanda, you have a problem.
Sell a poster how?
If now, ne, they say, oh, guys, this is a venue. Like,
when
I say a venue, okay. Zilewizi coming to Chisanyam. And people are not hyped. And they say, yanda, who's coming to Chisanyam? People are hyped.
Mm.
That's how you know
you're okay. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking about posters, what can you tell us about your events coming up? EQ's Homecoming.
Yeah, EQ's Homecoming. I'm doing it in my hometown, Springs. Under 20.
Which is Springs?
First. Yeah, Joe.
We didn't even ask about your bio. Like, we need to know something about you. We don't know anything about you. We just know that you're EQ.
That's what killer.
And
Chalabam.
And you're from Springs.
Okay,
can
you
please have a summary?
Whoa, EQ's event.
EQ's Homecoming, the 21st of March. Go zigzag, Springs. Pull up on me. Tango. Yeah, so that is just... I just want to do something for my hood. Free entrance, by the way.
We will be there.
So, how are you paying those artists there?
Sawar.
But that's how they work, though. Like,
that is favorite. Artists, favorite.
Yeah, it's like a favorite thing. It's like a dog.
Because that's how it works. We're like, how to come with.
I thought we
won't line up here like Joribian.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Artist jail.
Who's on the lineup, Tana?
I have Folk, I have Stana, I have Gogo. I have Kamampela, Shakes and Les in Umaro.
Oh, you have who? You have who?
Shakes and Les.
Hey, Jogi Fiti. I have Tito M, producer of Chalabam, part of the production.
Oh, okay.
And I have Sinjay. It's dope. Sinjay is coming. It's dope. It's very dope. It's a top producer.
He's the one who has performed ko...
Sinjay, I'm fanning on DJ.
Ola says...
Give me Sinjay. Sinjay, my DJ.
Oh, Sinjay.
The quiet one, yeah. Hey, why not?
Spill the secrets.
So, guys, you know.
Dog, I'm not part of this, eh?
You're part of the process. Right. So, let me tell you. So, there's a one bro who's on the thumbnail. There's guy who's
don't do that to my bro. Talk.
On the thumbnail of
don't do that to my daughter.
I'm not doing anything.
Cover art.
So guys, you know when you make it, like you start blowing up, you must understand there are certain things you're gonna experience.
Mm.
Like for me, what I experienced is my English was whack. Now it's not okay, but it's yaza.
Mm.
So the producer of Talawang, the royalties. How long does royalties come out?
I choose negative content.
So this guy, he's one of the DJs, ne? So I'm chilling, I'm taking like a vlog. I was vying with him. Seattle appears size 10. That's all down up for a size, man. 5'4". Seattle sound up. Can look at our faces.
Where are you? Can't the one continue to say?
Please. I get to work with my mother, royalties. That's all I'm
I don't know anything, guys. I don't know anything. Hey, I don't know.
It's so stupid.
It's like it. It's
but yeah, I'm also coming to the event. Yeah, it's rent.
EQ's Homecoming.
EQ's Homecoming.
So more
I wasn't invited.
Oh, you can't do anything.
You have to invite people.
Rowan Maroit.
Ariye.
Sharp. Tango. Yanda.
Nakasal.
So I wanted to know, you said you are from Zigzag.
Zigzag is more hosteling event.
Zigzag is
a place.
It's a place.
Where we're going to host the event.
So I wanted to know, because I wanted to check the transport. But man, recently you met up with the...
Finish, dog. Hey.
No, bye. This one is easy.
Finish.
Okay. You met up with Chibishiti. You met up with Z. I don't know if it was the first time you also met up with Julia. How was the whole experience meeting up with all those people?
Man, Z.
Z, no.
Me and Z have, like, we know each other from, like, 3-4 years back.
Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy.
I was still doing hip hop. She was doing, I don't know if I can
gospel.
Say.
Gospel.
Oh, woman. Maybe woman.
Hey, Zile, where
is it? Your house. I can say house. Like, I don't know. Oh, piano. I don't know. The soulful one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry. Z has been pushing, eh?
No.
And hey, guys, like, hey, don't think that Z is like a mistake.
Industry plant type.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I say mistake. When like, me and her videos used to go back to back on MTV Base back in 2018, 2019.
That's
2020.
When I met you know Z, what I'm saying? She was already a brand. By
exactly.
Herself.
That's what I'm saying. Don't mess with Z, bro. She's dope. Like, don't think. Mm. Hey. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, meeting up with Z. Ah, Z. Ah, Z.
Yeah.
Shebeshit? What are you saying? Shebeshit?
You meet Shebeshit?
Yeah.
So, how was it? The experience? Shitra, something. I said.
Ah, Eju. When I do Woods or Kalagilte, I do like a sort of Kalagilte.
No, but I'm saying,
so
how
you don't
the
ever
experience?
Get starstruck, like, oh my gosh, it's Shebeshit, really?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been around. Like, I've been around the space. It's not... Okay. Shebeshit is dope. Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever been...
Would you collaborate with him?
Ah, definitely. Brother.
Say something that's paid again.
Since I will have spent and I'm fit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a celebrity and you were like starstruck?
Yo. Who? Fele. Maybe Casper, maybe back in 2015 or 14.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like.
It was
a Lipondo. Let's respect that thing.
But it's a Pondo.
Because, it's just those things. I used to work closely with Rap Life. You guys still remember Rap Life? Questa Kid X, that era.
Oh, yeah.
Tabsy, that those era. Ones. Yeah, like Rap Life. It was. Yeah, Ngutu, whatever. It was like the
you've been thing. Around.
That's
damn.
What I'm saying.
That's why I'm talking about 2D music and 12. I don't know why.
And I have a song with Kid X, dog.
Really?
Yeah, it's a hip hop song. But
what
it
is
dropped
it?
In 2018. Yeah.
Can you do music? Rap something now. Oh. I don't see you as a rapper.
No, but I rap something.
Like rap,
no, man. I'm not I'm fine.
No, but come on.
Okay.
I'm not saying even I'm a piano.
Correct.
Freestyle.
Oh, I'm not going to freestyle.
Ah.
So you just write down.
Yeah, I need to be in the
I like that song. The one that made me want your things.
Bitches when I was 7.
Uh-uh.
Hey, what things when I'm 50?
What things? What are you talking about?
The Vico refused my speech. Everything. But yeah, Pesite Banyana by 7. So, that song, when are you releasing that one?
I'm going to release it on my opinion and his card.
Watch out for that, everyone.
Which artists would you say influence your sound?
Ricky Rick, MT. Mangvel. Casper. But that's like my sound. I just took it from hip hop and I just had to make it like piano.
How do you
do
that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you don't know how to do that.
You just switch it like.
Asuwana atis, the dreamer.
So, like, yeah, I just took that thing and I don't know that sound and I just. Had to like make it work on piano.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like how I write, how I flow on beats, and how I.
Sorry. Don't make that face. Bio.
The bio. Like, I'm so sad. Bio. We need to know.
So like, my name is Leakho Mokganedi. I was born in Luwakgomo. Moved to Pretoria, stayed there for like 4 years, whatever. Moved to the East Rand. That's where I grew up. I can say where I grew up. And then, man, just been doing my thing. I have 2 siblings, 2 little brothers. Sorry. Yeah. And then one is a photographer, one is still at school, just being naughty. And then, I've got my parents, still live together.
Deep stuff, your deepest, darkest secrets.
Like what? I don't have dark secrets.
Yo, like,
what, John?
Lena wa lumbu tsorga
jana. We
want to know
what the show.
Okay, what is?
Because you know why? Because you don't want to say who you smash my man without
me. Yeah, so we need to know.
Yeah, get jod.
Really?
Kliman. But before you go to those dating things, I want us to. I want you to tell us about your relationship with Stana.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stana is my light, dog.
Yeah.
Stana. Yeah, Stana used to do hip hop, bro. Like, deep. Like, yeah. It's my Stana, like, from back in the hood, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think there was a song I used to like. It was hip hop, you know? So like how I linked up with Stana was through a brew of mine that I used to go to college with, Kobram. And so he said, "Hey, Ntwana, there's this Ntwana here. He goes by the name Young Stana, whatever. Hear him out, you know? Because he was still in the hood, still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So me, at the time, I had plugs to like get music videos on TV, get music on radio, get, you know, just move the product, you know.
Yeah.
So he hooked me up. Then I heard Stana, oh shit. And then we linked up, okay, sharp. I think that was like 2018, 2019, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah. But me, we were supposed to work with Stana. And then next thing is doing piano. Okay, Anne, see you, boys, you know. Do your thing, you know.
Operate.
Yeah, operate. There's doing piano. Goes to Chaivani. Yeah, things are moving there on. And Nini goes to Kabza. Things are moving. Hey, man, how do you wear? No, before you wear, what's that Bakolele song? So when that Bakolele song goes, I'm like, my brother, don't ever change the sound. Run with it.
Yeah.
Run with it. Do not ever. I ran. Signed with Kabza. I took Bruce a superstar, you know what I'm saying? Proud of him. And then, yeah. But he also told me, he's like, I hear you doing this hip hop now, but try piano.
Yeah.
You know, like, try it. I'm not saying leave your sound, but try it, like, because, yo, we need to be out the hood, bro. Like, yo. Everybody needs to be out the hood for real. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
So you guys saw piano as like a key to get out of the hood?
Not a key, but yeah. I wouldn't say a key. I wouldn't like once I say yeah. like yeah, Mara, like I don't know, dog. I mean, it's what South African people jam to, it's what they relate to, it's what they want to. So it's like, dog, just try this thing, do it. And then I just started doing it and like, yeah.
Now, what other big artists would you like to work with?
Other big artists? I want to be honest with you. Me, I love working with Antoine as I don't lie.
The up and coming kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
dope.
Why?
I for real. Because like even in studio, it's not that any jury.
I'm bigger than you.
You're boring us now. Okay.
Wait, that happens in studio?
Yeah.
I get the very good Landos.
Give us, shut up, give us a scenario of when that has once happened. You don't have to name job, but if you like to, you can.
Nah, dog. It's not what I like, mutua feature, and then, like, it's just the energy, like, just stay on your phone. Arisima is the big artist. She doesn't even want to talk. She's just there pouring us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
So like when you meet Antoine, like the energy is high, everything. Everyone is excited. Guys, not every big artist, eh? Like some artists are dope. Like some artists understand that superstar outside, not in like studio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like
don't miss it the moment.
And every time I'm recording with Foka, dog, it's late, bro. I don't lie.
Yeah.
Like that guy will never give you any jewelry. I talk me, I'm what a no, dog, that guy is dope, dog.
Yeah.
Like every time I'm around folk, it does not even give you like vibes. You know, dog. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But every time you're with him, like the energy is always too clean. You know what I'm saying? Too clean.
Yeah, nah. When you speak about folk, like his energy is insane, bro.
Bro.
Like folk can just DM you right now.
Yeah, he's like, pull up, dog.
Yeah, maybe you say, oh, what you're doing is dope. At the first time, I remember I was at a Yega event and I was like, oh, fucker. And I don't know if I said this because then this guy pulls me.
Who's this guy?
Fucker.
Fucker pulled you. He pulled you.
No, from the crowd. I was vlogging. I'm like, fucker. He's like, no, come here. And I went on stage.
I was like, must he strong?
Yeah. So now I'm vlogging and this guy's performing. I'm like, no, come on the vlog. And he's like, hey, sure. Even when we went outside, he was cool. And unfortunately, here's the problem with meeting friendly superstars. You think any other superstar
is like that.
It's like that. And when you get a different reaction, you're like, how? And that's the thing. But I preach to people, please be kind, man.
People are not kind, guys. Like, I don't know. Like, people are not kind, guys. People can try to ruin your I don't know. Can I say shit?
Yeah,
people can ruin your
shit. You think you're kind? Do you think you can, allow someone to be in your space?
Yes. Dog, me enjoy vibes. Zilo, you know this, dog. Me enjoy vibes. Like, me,
I can tell.
Thing is, you know why, dog? We've been through those kering. So why would you want to make someone feel that way if you know how it feels to be made? You know what I mean? Like, it's so whack. Like, it's like when, like, okay, maybe when the bounce, I could show when they're like holding people. I'm like, nah, why? Yeah, for safety, I understand. Sharp, whatever. But it's like, no, talk. If these people, like, don't have guns and knives, whatever, leave them, talk. Let them be, talk. Mm. What if you are the only hope to these kids? I don't know, happiness. You don't know, talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you as an influencer, maybe, like, when people see you somewhere, somehow, like, it's like, yo, I really love that guy. You know what I'm saying? I wish I can touch him or just have a chat with him. Sometimes it's not about hurry. People just want to take a picture. Sometimes the person just want to talk
like,
to you.
Yeah. I'm okay, bro.
I just want to just have a conversation with
you. And I'm done.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are the best.
Do you think you're friendly?
Dude, I'm so socially awkward. Like, in my mind, someone would come up and say hi, and I would think, like, I am saying hi, but really I'm going, not because I'm weird, but because, like, I'm just awkward like that. I don't know what to do, but I really try to be nice. So I would say I'm nice.
Are you nice?
He is not a nice guy.
Let's start with you.
I think I am. I just have my days where I'm just like,
it's too much. On a random day. Hey, you guys at the mall, please. Guys, this is my face. Simo would write something like
no.
Random day.
No,
hey, guys, hey, this is my face. Don't ask me if any I'm boring you.
No, like, literally, like, I have, like, a resting bitch face, like, if you know.
Yeah, that's
you
know, true.
Yeah, facts.
You get me. So, and then you just find people, they come up to you and like, dude, are you okay? Are you fine? Dude, I'm fine. Like, I'm okay.
But they don't know
worry.
That. That's the thing.
What? A person who knows Sima knows I have a resting bitch. Like, walk around smiling like this. Like, I cannot. I'm at the mall, straight face, and I'm out. Mm-hmm. I want to get my shit, and I'm out. So if you see me, you're like, hey, Sima, and I'll smile back. You know?
But, yeah, I'm on your own.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, it's not like, I actually do smile, and I'm happy to see you, and I do hug you, and we take a picture, and I'm out. But just that's just my face, guys. Don't feel weird. Don't feel like, don't be scared to approach me. You know, I'm just like that. Unfortunately, I don't know how to lula my face. I'm asking insane. But yeah.
I also have like my, like when I'm chilling, bro, it's like I'm mad. I don't know. For real. So ask my bros. When I'm chilling, I go to be solo.
You don't smoke?
No. I smoke hardly. Me, the only thing I'm not.
Viva to us.
Me, no, just, nah, dog.
Well, I haven't seen you. That's the thing, also.
Bro, I was with you. What do you mean? Do you see me grabbing a joint somewhere?
He says it smells happening. When were you guys together?
I will show you the video.
I'm sus, me, Mihani.
So, I used to have the same problem with you, Sima. Sima will come to studio, ne? No, Tara Beginya, ne? Tara Fu.
Beginya, ne?
So, remember. What the fuck? Like, she'll come to the studio and she wants, maybe like, she'll be like, hug everyone and sit down and be like she said. And when we start shooting, this person is cool. Like, well, you realize, oh shit, actually, this is how Sima
is.
Because
I wasn't used to you guys.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
trying to say.
Like, we just arrived. When we're looking at
remember when I came to your thing? I was like, you know what, man?
Yeah. But it's you, that's your character.
That's my
issue. Yeah.
And also I understand when people are like, Yanda, and I'm gonna gauge your okay. This is how like Stan is like the same way as Yanda. At first I thought Stan was angry.
Yeah.
I spoke with him, he's like,
chilling.
I was smoking this other thing, looking vape.
Vape. Mm.
But that's like 6 years back. So and Stan was like, yo, young karma day day. And someone would have thought, oh, that's rude.
Mm.
But it's actually not. That's how he is. And I was like, oh, Stan is the nonchalant.
Yeah. King, yeah?
Nonchalant.
But yeah. So
last question. I'm so glad you like know when I wanna ask and like she making me so
he's
proud.
Another first banana, ne?
Oh one,
yeah.
One I know.
So in an industry like yours, if you wanna know, come to EQ's events.
Yeah, come to EP's events. I'll take the mic and speak for 2 minutes. Explain everything.
In an industry like yours, do you think that talent is overlooked and popularity is made more important?
Yebo.
Elaborate further.
If right now I bring, I don't know, just a kid from the hood, no swag at all.
Mm.
Not a fresh card, not whatever, and I bring someone that looks like a superstar. Okay, fade it. That brand is gonna sell more.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
But music wise, Okoronmuto like is like, my brother, actually, you're not the guy.
You're just popular.
You're just popular. That's why I used to have a problem. Like influences that turn. Oh wow, no. No, like not a problem in that way. Like not a problem, but nigga, okay, Muto we're YouTube, so why are they jumping to music?
Yeah.
Cause but sometimes you understand that some people understand hore, okay, for people to actually take me serious, I need to have a brand so I can make them maybe try push them to listen to my music. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, bro. Like, hey, people are just doing their own
thing. So, you had a problem with, like...
Not a problem. I don't know what to call it. It was just confusing me.
Like, oh, just, like, why are all these influencers running to music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who, for example? Who, for example?
Oh, I'm not Chloe. Nah, me, I'm not name
dropping. You're
so boring.
So, my room take him.
Okay, who would you say now is not popular but has like a lot of talent? Who would you want to put
Top five.
Top five.
Yeah. Okay, top three.
Yeah,
top five is crazy.
Vocalist or producers?
Everything.
Anything. Just put them on.
You know the one. Oh, blind. You know a lot of the followers and no one knows this person but oh, blind.
Why are you fan? What if Kimwanyan?
No one knows like this person.
Okay, let me name a few. I'd say Sinjay. Yeah, Sinjay is too much. He's a producer. Say Shoesmeister is there by Rap Academy.
Okay.
It's too much. You know what I'm saying? But he's coming. DJ Beza. You guys know DJ Beza. Do you know Beza? DJ Beza is too much. You know what I'm saying? Who else? Vocalist. I'm trying to... Cozy. There's a bro of mine that is called Cozy. It's too much. But I see now he's working with Heavy K. They're cooking up some heavy things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dope one. And Chandas. Yeah, there's a brook called Chandas. Ansar, it's too much. Yeah.
We don't know them now, but we'll know them
later.
So you know, on your very important question, yeah, we are in terms of talent and stuff. People don't know, guys, and I think I was telling someone, I'm like, guys, once you do things that allow you, want you to be outside. The fight, if you want people to like know you, recognize you and be with you, you need to fight that battle of social media. I mean, on social media. If you want people to know Twalawami, care how. Twalawami, care how. You don't have to go and perform 90 shows.
No.
You have to show them on social media that this is my song. Mm. If you want people to know you when you go to a school tour, you need to be on social media. People ever fit a school tour, mutono granyo kore, kamakamamon. Like, bro, these are kids. 90% of the time,
they're on the phones.
And people must understand, especially when you're trying to get your name out there, use social media. Like, I'm going to repeat again. This one influencer once said, social media is a tool. Use it.
Don't you say that?
It was Joseph Derry.
It was Ghost.
Oh, we keep forgetting.
Why do I keep forgetting?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a game for you. It's called Who'd You Rather?
So we're gonna.
Who would I rather what?
Smash.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss. What? Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, no.
We have DJ Tsego or Bobby Cooper.
Tsego ke mang ke Chengulengu.
Yeah, Chengulengu.
So what you guys saying?
Who would you rather smash? Well,
special pass. Let's do special.
We did smash up us last week, okay?
And the week before that.
Not that, but like, I'm cool with Chengulengu and I'm cool with Bobby Cooper, but like, I don't know. Like, we're friends. So, Chengulengu.
Chengulengu.
Yeah, I'd blow him with Chengulengu.
Blom. Ah, we're not blowing, yeah. We say peps.
Who would you rather?
Yeah, who would you rather?
Chengulengu.
Okay, now I have a question. K-Matt or Goldie?
Yo.
Hector.
K-Matt.
He said that with the biggest smile.
Yeah, no. Dog, what do you mean?
So, roar like, can you work again?
Okay. Waffles or Taryn from TXT?
Turn on the lights.
Taryn.
Okay, okay, okay.
No, I don't know piano people.
Anyone? Moihan.
Everyone is Moe.
Between King, too disruptive.
Mm.
Oh.
Who are those?
Two-faced.
Yeah, no, it's too
Tulipongolo
and... Too disruptive. There's two-faced. There's two bunnies. Everyone
who's
is
too disruptive?
Two bunnies is niggas.
Yeah. We don't discriminate. Tulubuti is part of the community. Who knows?
Oh, I'm born. No, he's not.
But you get masculine gaze.
Okay, well, okay, yeah, okay.
So,
Mara is not. He's not. Okay.
Anyways, two-faced. Do you know the name?
Too disruptive, man. Get Tulipongolo and Slender.
You get two-faced.
It's Andy Rala and you're this other pretty.
Those girls were recording with, ne?
Me, I don't know.
Yeah. Me, I don't know which one is which one, boy.
But you remember the face. Yeah, say.
Can't you end the move? You know, dog. You know them, dog.
It's fine.
It's fine, sorry. Do your thing.
It won't be on the mic. It doesn't matter. Just tell us.
Which one is fire, dog? Which one is fire? Okay, Andy.
So.
Okay, Andy.
So,
like, I don't, like, for real, like, I don't know who's who.
So, on two distracted, Stan said you would smash the one with big boobs, ne?
Andy. Yeah. He chose for me.
Yeah, Stan.
Iman. Weren't these girls on Faith and Katie's show at some point?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm hearing the name, Andy. Okay.
Mm. I say Two-Face between Tulipi and Slender.
Who would I?
Yeah.
Tuli people. Come on, guys. We grew up watching Generations, guys. You know.
Guys. I don't blame you.
No disrespect to anyone. Hey.
But hey, man.
Hey, man.
Gotcha.
Aye.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyways, I have a list.
A so list?
After your list, because can I please ask one last question?
No, not after, now.
Ask.
Ask now so we can finish.
Yeah.
Okay, it's nothing deep, but as an artist, how do you deal with like your song getting released before you could drop it? Like, it's leaking.
Leaked.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's piano.
Yeah, it's
piano. Every song gets leaked. Every viral song is gonna get leaked.
So then, as an artist, what do you do after that? Do you no longer drop the song?
You drop
or what
it.
Do you do?
You drop it.
But now
you have to change it.
Ah.
Not change it like
completely.
But now you have to add something that's not on it. It's either you're gonna add one more verse, or like I don't know, you're gonna switch up something or change the arrangement or something. Like I don't feel like a song getting leaked is a problem like that. It is when it comes to streams, but it's not. People just want to have fun. Bro.
Yeah.
Like people are always hearing 15 seconds of the song
on
TikTok or Instagram or whatever. So at Groove, if that's what's trending, at Groove, they want to hear that. Also give it to them.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes I feel like it's also the DJs we give the music to, because okay, I have a trending song. I'm obviously going to pass it to a few DJs. And then, so they can play in the club. And that makes the asset dope because, oh shit, you have the song. It's not out, but you have it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's I don't know, man. If it leaks, it leaks. You just have to drop quicker.
Mm. Yeah, but the royalties are the job, man. Hey.
Yeah, when are you? When are you?
Size 10. Anyways, I have a game, man. So guys, this was not confirmed by anyone or whatsoever. So please don't come. So I went to the internet on Safari to be specific, man. And then the article is Culture Vulture. I said top 10 amapiano artists on like in 2023. Artists and DJs.
Artists in top 10?
Yeah, top 10.
I say Tyler.
Is he number 10 or number
1? Oh, number
1. No, Tyler's not here.
What? No,
what are you talking about, bro?
Like, it's amapiano. So, is Tyler amapiano?
What? South
Tyler,
African
amapiano? I see you.
Oh, yo. No, he's not here.
Okay, but is it South African amapiano?
Yes. I said everyone here is South African.
All right, boys. So okay, let's go.
So, Focalistic.
What's the game?
He has to guess who's the list.
Yes. I'm telling you. I'll send you the screenshot now.
Okay, I'm starting.
Yes. He's never going to put it.
Foka,
yeah. Number 3.
Sure. Waffler.
Waffler number 5.
Daliwonga.
Itali.
He's not.
He's not. Okay, yeah. Maporisa and Kabza.
Maporisa number 1.
Okay, Kabza.
Which song?
No, it's not. No, it's song. Just artist. Number 1, Maporisa. Kabza number 2.
Kabza number 2. Yer.
There's Young Stana.
Young Stana.
Number 8.
Number 8. I don't know.
Did you name Fabi Cooper?
Nah.
She's probably there.
Fabi Cooper number 10.
Oh, okay.
There's still Devon Gogo. Name the honeys too, man.
Yeah. Devon Gogo number 7.
Devon Gogo. You said Fabi Cooper is number 10?
Yeah.
Okay, no, and then, who else, bro? Ah, Doug. Me, I don't know. Come Major on. League, Major League.
Oh, yeah. Major League. Yeah, you knew Major League number 4.
Major League.
I think that's what it is. Only number 9 is left.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Is it a girl or
boy?
DJ
DJ / singer.
Hey, shout out. Musa Keys.
Musa Keys is a DJ?
Yeah. Musa is set. Like Musa, before he performs, he plays.
He's set.
He shines with a set before he performs.
Now,
he,
really? Yeah. That's wild.
Musa Keys.
So wild.
That is wild.
Who else does that? There's someone else does it.
Like Musa Keys is a performer, like he can dance and sing. And also, he's said, like, where he mixes, like...
Oh, shit, he's the one who did Samarian Boy, right?
Yeah.
No. Sing it right. Please, we'll smack you.
He is singing it right, though.
No.
But yeah. Anyways, one more thing. You want to tell us?
Yeah, tell us something we don't know. Like an interesting
Tell us something
friend.
We don't know. Tell us your know. Deepest, darkest secret.
That's what I've been saying.
I don't have
anything.
I don't have anything.
So, like, since now you have the biggest song, like, do girls like come? Gabunj.
What girls?
Oh my and plus, gosh, it's
cute. Oh, it's
a plus, Mushe. Mushe, Jay.
Would you smash?
Thank you for now.
Oh, yeah. I
was about to get it.
Oh, okay.
But answer, would you smash?
Answer. I get this is your darkest, sickest subject. It's a question.
Oh, I can say. No, but I can say.
It's a game. It's a game.
Mara, no, but I can say.
Have you went to like a house party? Mara, come, guy, remember who? Okay. Why you go kiss a cherry? Come, guy, remember who? Oh, if you have a hand and you go to a house party, Mara, come, guy, remember who? Go home.
I know but I can
say. I thought you forgot. Shit, that's why I'm laughing so loud.
Would you?
It's a yes or no question. Yes, I will. No, I wouldn't. Da-da-da.
If I wasn't cuffed. Yeah.
Shout out. It's just a question again. What are you asking?
It's my question, so yeah.
Yeah, shout out.
When I yanda?
No.
I just want to know.
You want to know what?
Oh, whoa, no. Why? Okay, why? Why?
Would you, though?
If I wasn't cuffed.
Well, guys.
Oh, wow.
Would you?
It's been nice.
Thank you for watching.
You guys did this to me last week. I think
it's a new week.
You were friends with Vinny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thank you guys for watching.
I'm 19 and I'm immature,
so thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys next week.
You can just say no.
It's not a no.
So guys, thank you for watching.
Thank you so much for watching. It's been lovely. It's been great. Thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it. And yeah, guys, please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. And mwah, we love you.
Whoa. Guys, please follow me. Please. Oh. WEQUE_DREAMA Yeah, dango.